and the dogmatic strictness of the politically correct does no longer allow any creative energy to emerge. And ultimately we need a secret place where to freely execute our discipline. We aspire at last is a most intimate space where to deposit our soul. And modern civilizations have managed to create perfect as well as unbearable living. And the fantastic can only emerge from our intuition, free from any given framework. And all official temples are doomed to keep empty of any meaning but their own vanity. And the euphoria to possibly manifest ourselves socially is an illusion that blocks our communication with the spiritual self. And as long as we maintain our spiritual practice, there is no doubt we will perceive any change in the surrounding. And so much energy we invest to persuade the society that no energy is left to pursue our nature. And in order to elevate ourselves, we constantly need to refresh our sublime goal. And in our life, we ought to be ready for everything, because everything can be expected. And we seek to preserve our individual treasure at the expenses of an eternal collectiveness. The real question is to whether we want automation to work for us or our self-fatigue and gain meaning from it. In the seconding of systems, we have not participated in creating. It's just even in its most creative manifestation, the aggressive side of human nature will always result into total destruction. And paradise can only be built on earth by grazing humbly on its surface. And exposing anything to nature is to purify it even in its degrading form. And while most of our spirits get poisonous when their plants get constrained, a few keep faithfully planting them. And what all humans must learn is that nature is far greater. Mature us as a godly creature is to experience opposing forces. And paradoxically, boredom strikes us when our nature is paralyzed or constantly boosted, but never when it is let grown on its own pace. And let's not for once reason in terms of finances, but in terms of what will bring us virtue. most of our time is wasted pondering our way and at last falling in doubt and going on the main road. And even if our mission is impossible, it is what we need to keep our soul alive. And conservative environments in the end kill the soul that is meant to regenerate it. And the last, what we have to transmit is our love for nature and the ways to perform it. Real creativity is not only jerking off, but mostly it is about nourishing our creations. It is the most poor and laborious to be the most flexible and resistant to all the socially unpredictable changes. Not in the sterile and perfect civilization, but in a brutal one that real love can arise. And what we mean by stoic is the creation of a solid personal framework, not to be engulfed by the Epicurean social framework around us. Places we die and then get born once again, and only the abnormal intuition of the artist can provide the sick humanity with a future direction. And may our divine rationality bring ratio to the screaming passions around us. And we are so tempted to settle for commodities when it is our discomfort to bring us new human insights. And while in nature we can always rely on our nature, in society we always ought to rely on the society of others. And only when passion is transmitted to our manuality, a long-lasting monumentality can be achieved. It is most difficult yet noble to juggle with many complex matters and yet have one single focus. And it is through our precarious work that poetry can be achieved and might be surviving. And the more we pursue our spiritual path, the more we come to merge with Mother Nature. And what was apparently wild becomes an intricate network of ancient paths. In order to have society to allow us to maintain our natural way, we have to become social. And where everything is flat and homogeneous, we will never be able to be fully independent outside the social framework. And even though we give up our bodies in a social construction, we learn to accept our souls only rejoice in nature. And only fulfilling our natural duty, we become stronger and more daring. And only with the spiritual aim in mind, we will be able to learn from scratch all the lost traditions. And more or less slowly we get used to the pleasant numbing of the social media. And lastly will be our constant seconding of nature that will bring forth an indelible message. And at a certain point, we no longer need the notions to be taught to us, but a guide to take us into the experience of life, and to be content of our progress, we must proceed slowly and with our own hands. And too big of an offer will be, in the long run, castrating our freedom and the discipline of our soul is our only guarantee for a continuous purification. And trends will always take us astray from a traditional understanding of our nature. And the most unsustainable thing of the social thinking is in itself mediocrity.